apart from the happy, friendly locals, the lovely weather, and the judges with their ever-present smile, is the fact that the vaults in this city are so easy to crack. I mean, there's no one on this side of the Black Atlantic ever heard of phased carbide plating or full-time decay locks.
If I shot you in the throat, Philo, would you stop talking?
Well, I suppose so.
You should know I'm thinking about it.
I just love that dry British wit.
Judge Dalton to dispatch. On station at Farnsworth Parkway, awaiting escort.
As much as I appreciate being taken out of my cell for an airing, Judge, I'm wondering why you brought me to the departure terminal.
Haven't you guessed? I'm sending you back to the Big May.
What?
Surprised? The new Old Bailey and the Mega City One Embassy have signed off on your extradition. Looks like your countrymen want you back more than we want to keep you.
But I've got outstanding robbery warrants. I'll be locked up for decades. At least here I might make parole.
You mistake me for someone who gives a stomp. Cheer up, Bax. You're going home on the next outbound Zoom train to a nice, comfortable ISO cube.
Oh.
And here's your chaperone, right on time.
Good trip reporting for prisoner transfer.
Oh, grudge, it just gets better and better.
Get off my bike, creep. You're his property now.
Judge Dalton, I didn't expect to see you on the street again. I heard you were suspended after that incident with Harry Carter.
I was suspended for 2 months. Thanks to you, I've lost my seniority and been busted back down to rookie duties, like transporting this feckless spug around.
Feckless? Hey, I resent that. I got plenty of feck.
They cleared me of all charges, but even the suggestion of corruption has ruined my chances for promotion. It'll take me years to earn that trust back.
We're judges, Dalton. We enforce the law. We're not above it. You betray the badge, you pay the price.
Like Amy Steele did.
Steele was a good judge. You could learn something from her.
Yeah, maybe I'll go and see her next time I'm passing the kook cubes. Get some pointers on my target shooting.
Think yourself lucky, Dalton. In my city, you'd be behind bars.
Damn it, Dredd! You knocked me out and left me on the pedway, you arrogant son of a...
Hey, look, if you do have some issues to resolve, I can just find somewhere else to be.
Be quiet!
Or not.
Here. He's all yours, Dredd. Now, get the hell out of my city before I arrest you both for loitering.
Get on. Let's go, Perk. We're gonna train to catch.
Hey, is this one of those lawmasters that can fly?
Shut up.
Dalton to dispatch. Prisoner 325 has been delivered. Dredd's on his way. Enjoy the trip, Dredd. It's going to be your last.
It's tough with these restraints. Could you loosen them a little, maybe? I'm losing all feeling in my hands.
Sure. Maybe I'll close my eyes and count to 10. Move!
Easy, Chief! I'm walking!
We regret to inform passengers awaiting the Silver 60 Express service to Mega City 1, but their departure will be delayed indefinitely due to customer action.
But the truck!
Look at that queue! I guess we'll be late!
Out of my watch. Make way!
Hey, man, that's harsh! Don't push!
Now look here, you ballet boorish yank! You've got to wait your turn! I got a judge boot right here that says otherwise.
Oh, well, in that case, be my guest.
He's like, so mean!
You, robot, what's the holdup?
It's the RAIL, sir. A militant commuter's action. They're penetrating the track. I'm afraid we can't board the train until they're removed.
Commuters? What's their problem?
Lots of things, sir. Lateness of services, poor labor relations, lack of respect for them.
I don't have time for this. You there! You got 10 seconds to get off the line. You're obstructing a megacity judge in the course of his duties. You were warned. Deploying stun gas. Respirator down. All aboard.
There is something, sir. That's what one would expect of Mega City 1. I mean.
Commissar, but my senses indicate you're carrying a weapon. I'm afraid you'll have to place it in the storage locker for the duration of the trip.
Justice Department Transport Waiver Section 4 Sub-6 and 6 overrides your orders, droid. I'm escorting a dangerous wanted criminal.
Oh, he doesn't look that dangerous to me.
Not when I'm trying to hold in the contents of my stomach now.
You vomit in my boots, Philo, and it's another 6 months on your sentence.
You're a heart threat.
I'm commandeering this cabin. My lawmaster is parked on the cargo ramp. See that it gets loaded on board immediately.
As you wish, Judge. Have a pleasant journey, Gip.
Take a seat, lawbreaker.
Hey! You gonna cuff me to this chair for the whole trip? What if I need to, you know, pee?
We'll be in Mega City 1 in an hour. You can hold it.
That's cruel and unusual punishment, Dredd.
I know. Here, read this. It'll take your mind off your tiny bladder.
What's this? Passenger information?
Hello, and welcome aboard the Silver 60 Express. For your own safety, please be aware that the train will exceed speeds of over 3,000 miles per hour during your journey. Although there is a protective force field surrounding the train, passengers are advised to keep all limbs and body parts inside the carriages at all times. Failure to do so may result in decapitation, involuntary amputation, or fatal body trauma. For your traveling convenience, the Silver 60 Express has 8 double-decker carriages with private compartments, a dining car, and an observation car for sightseeing. We hope you enjoy your journey with us today. Thank you for choosing RailZoom for your transatlantic travel needs.
Charming! So, I guess I must be one of the Big Meg's most wanted to earn a fast trip home with the city's top judge as my babysitter.
Don't flatter yourself. You're just a common safecracker, a 2-cred thief. The Brits decided to turn you over to us out of the blue, and I just happened to be in town, visiting a friend.
Judge Dredd's got a friend? Stop the presses! Alert the media! I thought you guys had a regulation banning friendship or something.
You perps never change. You like to think judges are mindless machines. It makes it easier for you to justify your crimes, pretending you're some sort of free spirit. Robbing from the rich to give to the poor. But all you are is just a punk. Your kind never realize until it's too late. We're the only thing that's keeping the lid on the anarchy out there.
I never robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. I robbed from the rich and kept it all. For a while, anyway. They say credit's talk, but mine only ever said goodbye.
You won't need money where you're going. You'll get a bed, warm clothes, and 3 squares a day. All for free.
Yeah, in an ISO cube.
That's more than some sits ever get.
I know. I grew up in the slums near City Bottom.
They're breaking my heart.
You know, I could have been like you.
I doubt it.
No, really, my parents took me to the Academy of Law when I was 5. I did the aptitude test. They said I had potential. Me, Judge Philo. Then my folks found out I had the talent for hacking the local auto bank and a whole new career in larceny beckoned.
That training would have ground any criminal tendencies out of you. I wouldn't expect a lawbreaker to understand. The single-mindedness it takes to enforce the law. The self-discipline.
Hey, if that's your idea of a recruiting speech, it sucks! Not everybody's cut out to be a judge, Judge! All those cadets who don't make the grade! Doesn't that tell you something? What happens to them?
Is there a point to any of this?
Well, not really. I just like to talk to pass the time.
I don't.
Loading Justice Department Lawmaster. Stand by to secure vehicle in cargo wagon 2.
Activating magnetic lock.
That's what's right. It's a judge's bike. That
relax, Trio. Don't worry too much.
Vehicle insecure. Sir, madam, I'm afraid this area is off limits to passengers. Could you please make your way to your cabin?
Oh, my. What is that large sphere for?
Loading transport pod. Stand by to secure container in luggage car.
It's a Class 6 cargo pod, madam. A special ultra-secure unit for valuable or hazardous freight. Nothing to be concerned about. They're impossible to open until they reach their destination.
Really?
If I could ask you to board the train, I'm about to close the door.
Yes, of course.
The Silver 60 Express from Gritsit Central, calling Atlantis Station and the Megacity 1 Black Atlantic Terminus, is now ready to depart. Mind the gap. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Sun's over the yard arm. I'll have a large paraffino, please.
Please feel free to visit the observation car at the rear of the train, where you will have an unobstructed view from the glassy roof to the transparent tunnel beyond. You may rest assured that despite the toxic nature of the Black Atlantic waters, the likelihood of a catastrophic leak is quite small, comparatively speaking.
Hello, boys. The gang's all here.
Yo, what up, Miss White? You look the bomb.
Why, thank you, Lomax.
You saw the bike? A judge? That was no part of the plan, boss.
Well, it's not just any judge. It's Judge Dredd. I saw him beat up six guys by himself when they raided Chet Shuggy Hall last year. I never signed on to go up against him.
Why are you short guys so yellow, Rufus? Point me at Dredd. I'll ghost him.
Back off, Beanpole. You're all talk.
Try me, Tiny.
Be cool! Boys, you're missing the big picture. What we're doing here today, this isn't about Judge Dredd. This is about respect. This is about recognition. For real. For our cause.
He made that comrade's a laughingstock out there today. That's gonna be all over the fit news.
I don't think so. We're gonna give them something much more interesting to talk about. When we're done here, the world is going to see that Rail is serious. Ah! Deadly serious.
Whatever you say, boss, I'm with you.
But how are we gonna deal with Dredd?
Leave him to me. Dredd's here because I want him to be. Understand?
You knew he was gonna be on the train? When were you gonna tell the rest of us?
I planned this from the start. My contact in the New Old Belly told me just when to expect him. Think about it. We hijack the Silver 60 and take down Mega City One's toughest cop into the bargain. Then everyone will know Rail is a force to be reckoned with.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'm scared or anything, but he's one tough
hombre. He's just one man. An old man fighting for a worthless system. Dredd's a toothless attack dog, all bark and no bite, like all the judges. We're the wave of the future. We're the iron rail they can't break. Once we liberate this train, we'll make a noise so loud they'll hear it all the way to Luna One.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, check it. I'm in. Drop the police.
This judge, you want I should clip him?
I've got someone else in mind for the job. Rufus, call the conductor bot and hand me that electroprobe.
After we get control of the train, I was thinking we could check out the baggage car for any valuables. You know, to fund the course. Maybe that big security pot they loaded. I reckon...
Don't concern yourself with that. There's nothing in there you need to know about.
You rang, madam? I see you found your cabin. I say, that man appears to be armed.
Yes, but I'm afraid there's a much bigger problem with you.
With me?
Oh, yes. With your ethics and morality circuits in particular.
What's wrong with them?
They're still working.
It's a and here's why I never regretted it. You see, I've got what dancers call magic hips.
I'm not known for my patience, Philo. Don't make me gag you.
You know, Judge Dalton said the same thing. Hey, what was that hostility thing between you two? Some kind of international rivalry? Judge envy? Unrequited love?
Perhaps I just beat you into unconsciousness.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be quiet now.
Good choice.
Judge Dredd, do you have a moment?
What do you want, Robot?
An armed man is causing a fracas, and I'm afraid I'm not really equipped to subdue him.
Are you fitted with any restraint devices? Cling nets? Danglers?
Just a stunner.
So much for an uneventful journey. Philo, don't get creative while I'm gone, understand?
Who, me? I'm not going anywhere. You go, do your judge thing. Have fun.
I'll be back.
This way, son.
Okay, let's see. Standard Auto Sente Mark 9 plastic steel handcuffs with a digital code lock. Nope. Let's try this. How about... Oh, it's rocket lock. I only have a plasma scalpel. Oh, come on, come on. Open up for Uncle Bax.
He's hiding in here. Cargo wagon 2.
Let's make this quick. You there. This is Judge Dredd. Drop your weapon and surrender now.
Why don't you come and get it?
Illegal firearm. 3 years. Resisting arrest. 2 years. Keep me waiting, creeper. By the time this trip's over, you're gonna be going down for life.
Snuck you!
It's not gonna go easy. You can't risk a ricochet shot in here. Robot, head up the left gantry and flush him out toward me.
I think not, Judge.
My gun! Drock, throwing gun haywire.
Any more affairs, please?
Can't breathe.
Where's your ticket?
Ah! Shock him again, you dumb machine.
Good night, sir.
Ain't so tough now, are ya?
I could dismember him if you'd like, sir.
Yeah, hold that thought, Wirebrain.
What do you know? It worked. Hey, I got his gun. A real genuine lawgiver.
Hands off that kid. Those gats are booby trapped. You pull the trigger and you lose your arm. I seen it once. Happened to little Polly. Now we call him Stumps.
I know that. What do you think I am, stupid? We better get to work before he wakes up. Help me get his gear off.
Ah, now that is a good-looking boy. My boy had a robot parrot just like that.
That's an eagle, you doofus. Ooh, check out this belt. He's got everything in here. Lie detector, stun gas grenades, handcuffs, a radio. Sweet.
Hey, nice boot. Not my size, though. I got fallen arches.
You reckon White will mind if I take his badge? But that's gotta be worth a bunch of creds on the street.
This ain't about your money. You heard her. This is about the cause. You put it in the pile with the rest of the stuff. Besides, you know she hates the judges. She sees you with that, she'll go fugazi.
Yeah, you got a good point there. So, knee pads, elbow pads, gloves, that's everything.
What about his helmet?
I don't know. You know what they say about Dredd, about his face.
I heard he's got a mud like 50 miles of cursed earth road.
A guy who was in ISO Black 17 told me Dredd got his skin bit off by Judge Death.
Still, not a wonder.
No time. Leave it on there. He's waking up. Come on, get him in the meat locker.
I could have killed him for you, sir. It would have been no trouble.
The boss wants him alive. For now. You come with me, Tinhead. Rufus, you keep an eye on Dredd.
What if he gets out? So put a bullet in him. What? I gotta think of everything?
Oh, no, that's not it. Maybe a fractal cipher. Wait a second. How about an inverse recursive integer? Oh, gotcha! The crowd goes wild as Bax Philo cracks me extraordinaire, does it again! Oh, snack! Dredd, this is what it looks like. The cuffs, they just fell off my wrist and I...
Mr. Philo, I presume. Mr. Baxdale Philo?
Call me Bax. Can I, help you?
Actually, it's more a question of me helping you. Specifically, me helping you get off this train and away from the judges.
You have my undivided attention. But you should know that Judge Dredd is going to be walking through that door at any minute.
Dredd's on ice. He's not what's important to me right now. You are. I need you, Bax. I need you to do something for me.
Please tell me it's a full body massage.
I know all about you, Bax. Your criminal record makes for some interesting reading. You were caught last year while breaking into the vault at Globocred's Britset office.
My last torch set off the sprinkler system. A small setback.
You're the safecracker behind the Palais de Boyne payroll snatch, the Cape Mulgrew block savings and loan heist, the theft of the last Mars miner in existence.
I used an anti-gravity hoist to pluck it right out of the museum.
I need your skills. There's a Class 6 cargo pod on board this train, and I want you to open it for me. In return, I'll make sure you go home to Mega City 1 a free man.
And how exactly are you going to do that, Miss,
White? Well, if I told you, what reason would you have to help me?
And Dredd? Robbing banks is one thing. I'm not going to be an accessory to Judge Murder.
I told you, he's not your concern. Are you in or out?
It's a tempting offer, but I don't know. I'm in a Class 6 secured transit pod, but I'm good. I don't know if I'm that good. Those things are nigh invulnerable, deflector shielded, phase armor, tamper-proof with artificially intelligent adaptive locks.
I have every confidence in you.
Flattery will get you everywhere. But isn't this a little too coincidental? That I just happen to be on the same train as you in this pod you want me to pop? What are the odds on that?
There are no coincidences, Bax. And if you don't want to help me, you can always get off the train. The hard way.
Hey, how'd you hide a gun that big in an outfit that small? I guess I could take a look at the pod, seeing as how you asked me so nicely.
Oh, God. That droid hit me with a full charge. My equipment gone.
Hey, don't we think? You awakened back? I can hear you moving around.
You just made the biggest mistake of your life, punk.
Oh, yeah? I'm not the one in the icebox.
The latch is on the door. Hinges are on the exterior. I need to find a way out before I freeze to death.
You're wasting your time. You ain't going nowhere, Judge.
All passengers may have your attention, please. Your miserable, fleshy lives now depend on it. So shut the snake up.
My name is White. As of this moment, we, the militant revolutionary forces of your AIL, are now in full control of this train. My associates are currently securing each of the carriages. You should be aware that they are armed and extremely eager to... Well, a bit of a picture. Any dissension will result in your immediate execution, as will any attempts to escape or clear our plans. All communications from the train have been cut off, so your calls for help will go unanswered. If you comply with our orders, you will live. If not, that is all.
That voice. The name is unfamiliar, but the voice. I just can't place it.
Attention, please, Gracie Human Skinny Tubes. We are now approaching Atlantis Station, but due to the current terrorist hijacking in progress, we will not be stopping.
Now arriving on platform 2, the Silver 60 Express service from Britset to Mega City 1. Welcome to the Atlantis Colony. The Silver 60 Express service from Britset to Mega City 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please assemble here in the observation car.
They give you a new mask.
Do you filthy swine? If I were 10 years younger, I'd tear you off a strip. My great-grandfather fought your kind in the Balkan War.
Make them off, you old fool. I dare you.
Hey, guys, let's not fight.
take one of these. You'll see there's nothing to be upset about.
You heard him!
Ow!
Get in there.
Oh, wow! Just let me get my hips straight!
This way, my dear. It's not giving his bound the satisfaction, eh?
Quiet!
Shut up, all of you!
Yo, she said, quiet.
Buzz, get rid of that, will you? It's very distracting.
Sure, boss.
Everyone here? Good. I'd like to thank you all in advance for your cooperation with Rail. This is our first major terrorist operation, and we'd like to make sure it goes with a minimum of fuss.
Now see here, young lady, why on earth are you doing this?
Oh, a question. Why? Well, Rail has certain demands that until now haven't been taken seriously. Now we have this train in our custody, that's going to change.
Got that right. Rail gonna stand tall.
If our demands are met, you'll be released. If not, then you'll be helping our cause by volunteering your lives.
We don't get what we want by the time we reach Mega City 1. We start executing hostages. Every 10 minutes, bang!
What do you want?
Well,
that's not your concern, my dear. You need to think more about staying alive. Watch that clock up there. When it chimes the hour, it's bullet time.
Your fingers starting to go numb yet? Skin turning blue?
Open the door, creep, and I'll go easy on you. You're looking at 20 to life or worse.
Whoa, that's rich. Maybe the cold's making you a little hard to think and judge. But you're in there, and I'm out here. I plan to keep it that way.
Fine. I can survive to 10 below zero thanks to my Justice Department training. I doubt you'll live to see the end of this train ride.
You can't touch me, Thread.
It's not me you have to worry about. It's your terrorist pals. I heard them talking. Once they get what they want, you're going to be the first to have your ticket punched. You get me?
No way! I'm for the cause, 100%. White knows that.
Yeah, sure you are. But why didn't she leave you alone down here while the others are getting all the glory?
Ah, Snake, you're trying to mess with my head. You think you're so smart, but in 10 minutes, you're going to be an ice cube. Let's see how tough you are without all your judge gear.
Open the door, Lawbreaker. This is your last chance.
Looky here. I got your gun, and your badge, and your eagle. Whoa! I'm Judge Dredd!
I am the law.
Schmick, now all I need is your bike and your hat!
Huh? Right. What you say?
You should have taken my helmet too, Creed. Helmet bring you on. Dredd to Lawmaster. Activate systems. Go to stealth mode. Radio communication only.
Okay, Judge Dredd. Awaiting commands.
Status.
Location approximately 1.6 meters south of your present position. Sensors indicate one suspect armed with a semi-automatic spit gun 0.2 meters west of your position.
Hey, what you doing in there?
On my order, switch headlights to full beam and accelerate. Break through those magnetic cargo locks.
We'll kill Judge Dredd.
Execute.
Taking fire.
Running down.
Stop flying. Suspect terminated.
Plenty more where he came from. Bike, send Cyclops laser for fine beam setting and target the door latches. Burn him off.
Firing.
No one puts the freeze on me.
There it is.
That's a huge egg.
I've been this close to one before. She's a big girl, all right.
Warning. You are not authorized to approach this container. Please step back beyond the sensor perimeter.
And she talks. Sounds just like my ex-wife.
Then you two should get along fine. Can you crack it from your box?
Well, maybe with a couple of days to run some deep neutrino scans.
You've got half an hour.
What?
I don't even have my tools in me, let alone the metallurgical data and the resonance frequency readouts I need to get started.
All taken care of. Russ, give him the bag.
Here you go, smart guy.
This is top-of-the-range stuff. Quantum probe, nanotech mounting, flux capacitors. Where'd you get all this hardware?
Let's just say I've been investing a lot of time and energy in setting up this endeavor.
No doubt. Here to scan. This is good. I can make it start right here at the anterior seat.
So you'll do it then?
Well, it won't be easy. These pods, they're built for use on starships. They're tough enough to withstand a drop from orbit. They got their own anti-grav propulsion
system. Stop reading me the technical manual and answer. Can you do it or not?
You heard the lady.
It's not the pod I got my doubts about, White.
You're questioning my motives? I think we both know what's important to you here, Philo. You don't care about me or about what's inside the pod. All you care about is being known as the guy who cracked the most impregnable cargo container ever built.
Yeah.
So get to work. Buzz, I want you to keep an eye on this Joker. Don't let him slack off.
Okay.
Was there something else?
It's just what he said, what you said. I thought you told Trio we'd leave the cargo alone.
Dear Buzz, what the others don't know won't hurt them. This is between you and me, okay?
Okay. Whatever you say, boss.
Ah, loyalty.
You're so sweet, Buzz.
Mike, dealing with the train's computer system.
Working, access limited. Door controls and carriage decoupling protocols offline.
What about the engine, the brakes? Can the train be halted remotely?
Negative. Commands must be made by a driver control console.
That's in the driver's compartment 6 cars away. No telling how many more of these creeps are between here and there.
Security cameras damaged by gunfire. Total number of suspects unknown.
Extend your sensor range to maximum. You detect any movement. I want to know about it.
We'll call Judge Dredd.
No way to get a radio signal out until the train exits the tunnel. Too late by then. Gotta find another way to get to the controls. But first, I need a weapon.
Lawgiver is approximately 0.3 meters to your left, abandoned into the suspect's remains.
Looks like the barrel got damaged when you ran over him. I'll need a replacement. What's this elevator grip?
Intestines. Opening storage pannier. Dispensing lawgiver components. Alert, suspect approaching 4 meters and closing.
Identify.
Chief Series Service Mechanoid.
What's this? To find your new accommodation satisfactory, sir? I'll have to remedy that.
Guns clog. I used to fight cannon.
Hold still. You'll be much more comfortable without your head. That's hardly polite. But I see your ticket, sir. Your ticket, sir. Your ticket, sir.
Things out of control. I can't even get it.
What's that? No ticket. That's a 20-foot pie. Or maybe I'll pull off both your arms instead.
Boot knife!
Die, fleshy oppressor! I was going to let you off with a fine, but now I see a whole superior penitentiary required. I'm going to have to put you off the chair. Computer, activate hatch.
Power
weapon 2, exterior hatch opening. Stand clear of all sorts. Having trouble holding on, Judge? Can you have magnetic heat like I do, eh? Here, let me keep a view on your way.
One chance. Gotta make it count.
Have a nice trip, meet man.
You first.
Optical sensors! My vision is impaired! I cannot see!
This is where you get up!
Cargo bubble 2, exterior hatch closing. Stand clear of the doors.
Mind the gap, creep.
Yo, man, what the slick was that?
Looked like a bunch of broken droid parts.
No way! Trio, you tripping!
You better go check it out. Go on, get going! Rufus was supposed to check in 2 minutes ago and he didn't. If that dumb simple screwed up, I swear I'll blast him myself.
Yeah, whatever.
Ron, you! Yeah, you! Stop looking, it'd be funny, Normo!
That psycho droid gave me an idea. Mike, dispense magnetic glove and boot pads. I'm going out on the roof.
Attention, safety protocol transgression, fatality risk. Train force field envelope operates on oscillating wave cycle.
Get to the point.
Force field width contracts to 1.2 meters every 12 seconds. Objects passing through force field edge.
We'll be shredded. I'll remember to keep my head down. There's a serious hatch in the roof. I'll use that to get up there. There's something else I need to do first. Mike, activate the log recorder. I want you to transmit this to Justice Central the second you get a clear signal. They've got to know what's going on here.
Recording.
Right now, terrorists have taken over the Silver 60 Express. The passengers have been targeted, and the criminal I'm escorting may be involved. I'm Judge Joseph Dredd, and this is the longest train journey of my life. Got that?
We'll call Judge Dredd.
Keep a radio channel open to me. It's time to stop this from running away.
Stupid cracker! If you playing with me, I'm gonna kick your lily white. Oh man! That is nasty! Hey! That is Rufus! What a stink! Tire prints all over his ass! Must have been messing with that judge's ride or something. Got his insides all over the floor, man! How'd so much guts fit in that tiny fool's body? Get the spunk out of here! That stupid little geeklet dread out of the box! Ooh, you so lucky you dead, man. White finds out about this, she's gonna freak! Ain't no way I'm taking the blame for this. Ain't no way!
Mike, I've reached the driver's compartment. Sign of the crew. Something behind the console. The driver. Corpse is still warm. Can't have been dead too long. Mike, log this. A single entry wound to the chest. Burn patterns typical of a heavy caliber spit gun, probably shot from the doorway. Textbook hard shot. One hit, one kill. Whoever murdered this man was a trained professional, not some angry rail commuter. Manual controls have been disconnected.
Hello. Can I help you?
Identify yourself.
If you like, I am a Mark III, British Lamech Automated Robo-Driver Unit. I'm afraid passengers aren't allowed up here, son. That's what I told the lady with the pistol. That's what I'm telling you.
Now listen to me, machine. Your train has been hijacked by terrorists and your driver is dead. I'm ordering you to slow down and divert to the nearest station immediately.
Oh, I can't help you there, I'm afraid. This is the Silver 60 Express, you see. Express flat, which means we don't stop at any other stations except our listed destinations. Keep to the timetable and all that.
I'm overriding your orders. Justice Department Transport Waiver Section 4, Subsection 6. Stop the train!
Ah, well, you see, that judge court there would work normally. But the young lass with the big gun, she did some quite serious reprogramming of my core processing unit. I believe that all override codes have been erased.
Gotta be some way to halt this thing.
Now, stop that. Don't touch me there, my lad. There's a good fella.
I'm no tech judge. I can't waste time trying to bypass this lockout. I gotta find another solution. You, machine. The passengers are being held hostage in the rear observation car. If you won't stop the train, can you disconnect that carriage?
Afraid not. She's pulled out that subroutine as well. But you could do it yourself, lad. There's a manual decoupling lever down there in the car. Just give it a go, and it'll cut loose. The carriage will slow down and come to a nice, gentle halt.
How long until we reach Mega City 1?
we're making good time for a change. We should be arriving at the Black Atlantic Terminus in about 20 minutes, give or take.
Geotronic channel feed setting K. Interocitor to standby. Ouch!
Your bypass attempt has failed. Again.
No, you're a tricky one, ain't ya? But then I'll have a challenge. Where's that neutronium micro drill?
That won't work either.
Oh, she's such a tease.
Maybe you two should get along. We're making no progress here.
If you think you can do better, you're welcome to try.
How hard could it be?
Well, all you need is a grounding in advanced cybernetics and a few years' experience in zero-point field physics. I'm guessing that's a little out of your league, though.
Shut up and get back to work!
Yeah.
How are you two getting along?
Fine,
not
boss.
You. I meant Philo in the pod.
Just Peachy. I penetrated Quad 9 in the Deep Logic Lock.
Which means?
I got another 11 layers to work.
Well, fast as you can. The clock's ticking.
Hey, you don't rush an artist on his masterwork. Nobody told Picasso to hurry up.
True. But then Picasso never had a guy with a 50 caliber recoilless pointed at his head, did he?
There is that.
Follow. The quicker you crack the pod, the quicker I get what I need, the quicker you go on your way. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. I kinda wonder though, there's something I can't quite figure out about this whole hijack of yours.
Careful, Box. I wouldn't want your attention to wander.
See, those poor sits you got captive in the observation car, you got them thinking that you're some sort of extremist radical commuters, right? But here I am wondering why the RAIL would need to get a Class 6 cargo pod open for them. I'm wondering why your buddies don't seem to have a clue what you're up to.
You know something, Philo? Huh? You talk too much. It could get you into trouble. Understand?
Yeah, I hear a lot.
Yo, we got a problem.
I told you to stay out of here.
But it's the judge. He's busted out, man. Left Rufus like a greasy smear all over the floor. That Snooty robot's gone, too.
That stupid little twerp! The first thing Dredd's gonna try and do is stop the train.
He didn't come past me?
Well, I ain't seen him leaving.
And where the snack did he go?
Hey, what's up with that pod?
None of your damn business. Now listen to me. If Dredd didn't get past us, there's only one other way he could have gone. Upwards.
To the roof? No way.
Man, that is whack. You'd be crazy enough to go out there.
You would. There's a service hatch on the upper level. Get up there and find Dredd. No mistakes this time. I want him dead.
I ain't going after him.
No? Well, maybe Rufus was right. Maybe you are all talk. Maybe you're the one who's yellow, big man.
I ain't no simp. I got a nickel-plated 19. I'll pop a cap in his judge ass.
So go kill him.
It's really hard to find good thugs these days.
And you, Mr. Bax Philo. If you don't have that pod open by the time I get back, I'm going to start looking for new ways to motivate you. Like cutting off your toes one by one.
Wow. She's cute, but she's scary.
Yeah.
Spike, response. Luca, Judge Dredd. Stopping the train is not an option. Time for a change in tactics. I'm heading to the rear carriage. My first obligation is to free those hostages. Hostages are incarcerated dead observation car. That was close. Gotta stay low. Alert sensors read suspect on train halt directly ahead. Where are you, Herb?
Coming for you, Judge! We sent a message on to smoke you!
Bad move, creep! Standard execution mode!
That's the best you can do, Herb!
I can't get a read on it. Gotta take him out close up.
that one of his teeth got stuck in the glass.
Reckon that judge is resting in pieces now, huh?
I think not.
How do you know, smart guy?
Because judges don't wear gold caps with diamond studs on their pearly whites.
Snack. He got Lomax, too. Boss, it's Lomax. He's got to be...
Dead? Ask me if I can.
Well, do you...
Oh, shut up! Should have known better than to recruit these losers. I'll deal with Dredd myself. It's better that way in the long run. And as for you, Fire...
Shh, be quiet!
What did you say to me?
I said be quiet! I need to concentrate!
I think you need to learn a little...
Ah! I got it!
Bypass accepted. Remove the receivers. Head open.
And the crowd goes wild!
You really are in earnest.
It's all in a wrist.
Hey, what is that in there?
Don't touch it. I've waited years for this. It's mine. Hello, my little friend. You're going to make all my dreams come true.
That's it. That's all? I sweated blood and 2 years of my life struggling to get this Draken thing open, and all there is inside is a
belt?
The belt!
This isn't just some fashion accessory, Bax. Although I must admit it would go well with my plague-skin boots.
That can't be all that's in there. There's gotta be something else!
No, it's empty!
I'll just set this to start charging. There. I'm almost ready. Buzz, come here.
Sure, boss.
I want you to look after this for me. Don't take it off until I tell you, and make sure you stay outside the reactor room. The radiation in there will play havoc with these circuits.
Okay. Say, what are all these buttons on this belt for?
If you touch any of those, or let anyone else near it, I'll stab you in the eye. Got it?
Sure thing.
As for you, Philo, come along.
Please tell me you're not gonna murder me now I've done your evil bidding. That'll be such a cliche.
Of course not. I just need you to do something else for me.
Our location.
Here you go, Trio, a new playmate.
It's official. This is the worst day of my life.
Shut up! Ah.
So, boss says you can waste this mug if you want it.
Oh, yeah? Well, ain't that nice of her. Hey, I like your belt.
Guys, listen to me a second.
What did I just tell you?
Oh, no, please, just let me speak. You're in big trouble.
Who is this jerko?
He's just some jerko.
White is gonna blow up the train!
Oh, I'm so afraid. Hold me.
Steady on, that's a good girl.
Is this geek some kind of nut? Don't you know nothing about our fundamental course? We are the RAIL. Blowing up trains with us on them is suicide bombing. We don't do that. This here is a hostage taking. Anyone who's gonna die, it's gonna be one of you, Spugs.
You don't have a clue what she's really after, do you?
Well,
this is about the cause, you normal puke. RAIL. We fight the power for the benefit of all our mutant brethren around the world.
Muties? Who said anything about the muties?
What does RAIL stand for anyhow?
Pardon me, but I thought you were the Revolutionary Activist Incitement League.
No, we are the Riders Against Intentional Lateness. We fight for commuter rights.
Oh, so you're not the Rapland Appreciation and Improvement Lobby?
You're all wrong! This is the Radical Army of Indigent Lifeforms! Muty Pride!
You guys are such chumps. She's taking you for a ride. White's not in this for your cause. Any cause. She's out for herself.
That's enough out of you, Pencil Neck. I'm gonna give you a lead salad.
Hey, is that someone on the roof?
What kind of name is Trio, anyway?
You wanna know? You wanna know? Here, take a look.
By the Lord Harry!
Whoa! He's got three!
It's Trident!
Climb out of here!
Come on, Judge Boyd! You'll die like all the rest!
You're under arrest, mutant, for hijacking, possession of illegal weapons, attempted murder, and public nudity.
Wow, Trent! That was some entrance!
I tell you to stay in the cabin.
Yeah, nice to see you, Tim.
I'll deal with you later. How many more of them are there?
Just two, I think. White the leader, her pet meathead, Buzz.
You're a first name turtle.
It's not like that. She made me help them. I was coerced.
Yeah, sure you were.
Fred, I'd love to stand here and debate my moral shortcoming, but the fact is we have a much bigger concern right now.
Pardon me, chaps. What about this bally bomb you mentioned? Bomb? What did you do, Philo?
Not me, Judge. White set the reactor core to go critical when we reach the station. She's turned this Zoom train into a boom train.
Whoa! We're outside!
The Silver 68 Express has now left the transatlantic tunnel. Our next stop will be the Megacity 1 Black Atlantic Terminus, where this train will terminate.
Terminate is mine.
This thing has got to be stopped now! Come on!
Wait, where are you taking me? Come, that's my arm! I'm supposed to be in there, with the hostages, not in here with you and the armed terrorists.
You're my prisoner until I turn you over to the desk officer in the Hall of Justice.
I knew you'd say that.
Make yourself useful. Open that panel.
What, this one?
Warning. Decoupling controls should only be accessed by an authorized member of RailZoom's staff. Unlawful use of these controls could result in a prosecution and a 200 credit fine.
That's it.
Warning. Observation carriage is now decoupling. Please stand clear.
Good luck, lads! Give them a black eye for me!
What's gonna happen to them?
Put up the engine to pull the car, they'll start to slow down. If they're lucky, they might come to a stop outside the blast zone.
The blast zone?
You're gonna help me stop this runaway train, Philo.
Me? No way!
Listen, punk. You hack back computers, you can hack a train system.
I know, Judge. I told you I wasn't cut out for this sort of thing.
You're looking at 20 years in the queue for your outstanding warrants, not counting the extra I'm adding for aiding terrorists and attempting escape. That's better than the death sentence you'll get if this train explodes.
I guess I can't argue with that.
Buzz, where are you?
In the dining car, boss.
Buzz. I'll be there in a moment.
Boss, that judge, he's still on the loose.
I know, I'm counting on it. Here we go.
Warning. Reactor core safety interlocks are now inoperative. Under no circumstances should this train be in motion while these systems are offline.
Oopsie. That wasn't difficult at all. Just like the training simulations. I got part of being this simple and then you needed that idiot follow.
So this robo driver, you think he can halt the train if I sidestep the manual lockout?
You cracked that cargo pod, how much harder could it be? You're the expert, Philo.
I'll do my best. You know, I may be a thief, Drift, but I'm not a killer. I had no idea what White was planning to do.
Save it for yourself, mate.
Hey, a little encouragement might go a long way. You know, I believe in you, Philo, or you can do it, Philo, that kind of thing.
You want encouragement? Look out the window. What do you see?
At the city wall, the buildings, the big maze.
In 5 minutes, it'll be a smoking hole in the ground. It clear enough for you?
You have a real knack for making a point, Dredd, you know that. I just can't figure this. White's got no way off the train. He's looking at a radiation sunburn just like the rest of us. All this just to steal a fancy belt.
Belt?
Yeah, it was in the pods. You gotta have a death wish.
Radicals, freedom fighters, they all come to me. Here, this stairwell leads to the upper level of the carriage. Get up there and head straight for the driver's cabin. Do not stop for anything.
What are you gonna do?
The engine's on this level. Maybe I can throw a spanner into the works.
Good luck, Judge.
Mike, respond.
Signal has been acknowledged. Sector houses are on alert. Zoom station evacuation in progress.
No good. If this thing blows, they'll feel it all the way to the Tulsa melts. Warn Justice Central to anticipate an imminent thermonuclear detonation.
Okay, here we are.
What's all this? Can't anybody read the sign there that says rail zoom stop only?
Oh, man. The motor's at the red line. This thing is out of control. Gotta work fast.
See, lad, that there's a waste of your time. No brakes, you know.
Oh.
The whole system's totally deactivated. Only thing's gonna stop me now is the bus. Still, at least we'll arrive ahead of the timetable. That's a nice change.
Fuck! She's pulled the entire command subroutine for the throttle and braking controls.
Didn't I just say that?
Shut up!
Now then, no need to be rude.
Fred, can you hear me?
We're not slowing down, Philo.
Oh, I can't stop it, Fred. We're all gonna die.
Find another solution, fast.
What other solution? We're stuck on this track straight to the terminus. Wait a second. I can see a spur line up ahead, just before we turn into the city.
Submarine robot. The line was closed after the apocalypse war. The island got hit by an East Bank missile. There's nothing but a radioactive sinkhole now.
Okay, I got it.
Stop that line. That route's closed to all traffic. We can't go down there.
Switching points! Now! We're still gonna die.
Your attention, please. Rail Zoom would like to inform all passengers on the Silver 60 Express service to Mega City 1 that due to technical problems, this train will now be diverted to the Bermuda Zoom Gateway. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you.
Dread! I'll make you pay for this. I'll make you pay for it all!
Hey, boss, it's me! What are we gonna do now?
Shut up and stay there! I still have time to make this work. I'm not gonna let Dredd and that wise guy Philo ruin 7 years of planning! Not now! Not when I'm so close!
Boss? Boss? You there? Hello?
Maybe I'll just have another walk while I wait for that.
Well, Buzz Kestrat.
Holy snap, Judge Dredd!
Put down the pastry and the weapon, Buzz. You're under arrest.
Well, that's big talk for a cop with no gun. You twitch and I'll blow you away.
Mob enforcer to computer terrorist. It's a big career move for a perp like you, Buzz.
Yeah, well, I had a change of heart, see? The boss, she gave me what they call a new perspective.
Does it include dying in an atomic fireball?
What?
Wife's played you off for saps, Buzz. The train's been booby-trapped.
No way! She trusts me! We got a special relationship.
In your dreams, maybe. Give it up, creep. You might make it out of the cubes before the 23rd century.
Hey, she respects me!
Buzz, you fat moron! What's going on down there?
Buzz? He'll call you back.
My mother used to hit me with a frying pan. Didn't hurt then. Don't hurt now. I got you, lawman.
Show me.
Never mess with a maid guy. Right in the cannolis.
You're a big man, Buzz, but you're out of shape. Give it up.
Not yet. Suit's on! Suit's on you!
Try a little scenty pepper cream!
My eyes! I can't see!
How about some cursed earth chili for your main course? Open wide!
No! It burns!
Bon appetit. What's this? A fancy bell. No wonder White wanted this. Looks like it's fully charged. Gotta be a prototype from the Britsit test labs.
Dredd? Dredd, I'm pretty sure you must have killed Buzz by now, so I know you're down there.
I hear you.
Good. The fat boy was looking after something for me.
I got it right here.
So let's do business.
I have your wayward prisoner with a gun to his head. Say hello, Dax. Hey, Dredd.
What makes you think I care about him? He's a bad lumberjack, you lawbreaker.
What? Then the roguish scoundrel with the noble streak and the psycho blonde with the handgun!
Ah, no offense, White.
That's not all. I've got the one and only remaining shutdown code for the train's controls. Can you see where I'm going with this, Joe?
Let me guess, the train.
I'm so happy we're all on the same page here. Come up to the driver's cabin unarmed and bring me the belt.
You get the belt, I get Philo and the coach.
Yeah, you can't trust her, but she's crazy. Do we have a deal?
Location query.
Computing. Collision with Bermuda Zoom Gateway in approximately 7 minutes.
Looks like this is the end of the line.
You don't really expect Dredd to just walk in here and do exactly what you want, do you? He's gonna come through the wall or something, guns blazing, and take you down, sister!
I know him a hell of a lot better than you ever will, you sniveling little spug. I know what makes Dredd tick. I know all about his kind.
If I could interject for a moment, why?
You know, I met some real wackos in my time, but they were the model for sanity compared to you. We're about to get atomized, and you're negotiating for a high-tech girdle to wear.
How can such a smartass be so stupid?
You just wait until Dredd gets here. He's gonna fix you. You'll be begging to stop this train the second
I'm here.
Arrive.
Hello, Joe. Long time no see.
Corliss, I knew your voice sounded familiar. I should have guessed when I saw the heart shot. You always were an expert marksman.
Corliss? Who the drock is Corliss?
That was me. In another life. Another time. A better time. Until Dredd took it all away.
You know the rules. I had no choice.
Choice? What choice? You ruined me. You destroyed everything that mattered.
I'm guessing you two know each other.
Former Cadet Judge Jenner Corliss. Promising trainee for the Justice Department Tech Division.
How long has it been?
7 years, 8 months, 2 weeks, 3 days.
Ah, it's not like it yet.
She was assigned to me for her rookie evaluation. Her instructors had concerns.
And you failed her.
Failed me! You told him I was unfit to wear the badge!
You had me expelled from the Academy of Law, censored for excessive zeal? What the drop does that mean? Summary executions are what judges do.
You shot a child.
He was a thief. A worthless street scum Jew.
The lethal option is the last one we take. You knew that, but you opened fire anyway.
You haven't changed one bit, Dredd. Now they say you're the Big Meg's hardest man, but you're hollow inside. You're weak. You'd never have the guts to take the law into your own hands.
Oh, this is some reunion.
I've spent nearly a decade planning this. Recruiting men, getting access to the new old Bailey's computers, finding a Brit judge with an axe to grind.
Dalton.
Then it was just a matter of time. Arranging it all so everything would be in one place. You follow the pod.
You want revenge, Corliss? Is that what this is?
That's not my name anymore. Jenna Corliss died the day the judges rejected her. You can call me White now. White. Just like the rookie helmet I wore before you took it away.
This has gone far enough. End it now.
You're just getting started. Give me the belt. You know you don't have any other choice.
Take it.
Dredd, no!
Quiet!
That was the smart move, Joe. Now, fits me like a glove. Perfect.
Is someone gonna tell me what the snit that thing is for?
It's an experimental personal matter transporter.
A teleportation belt.
You gave it to Buzz because the reactor radiation would have screwed up the guidance circuits. That's how you plan to get off the train? Just beam up?
What do you expect to do with it, Corliss? Teleport in and out of bank vaults? Make yourself rich? The city sensor net will register the energy spike like a flare. They'll track you down in minutes.
Very true. I could use it maybe 3 or 4 times before I got caught. So I'm only gonna use it twice.
And once to get away from here.
And once to beam directly into the most secure vault in the entire city. A Rock Creek bunker 3 miles below the Grand Hall of Justice.
The Tactical Command Center. The War Room.
Just one simple override program and I'll have control of every nuclear missile silo on the city perimeter. Then I'll start dropping the missiles on the city wall, the power tower, weather control, the Academy of Law.
You can't do it. The whole city will be in chaos.
Revenge at last. You see, Dredd, if I can't be a judge, then no one can. You took away my dream, Joe. Now I'm gonna take away your city.
Wait, the code! You promised us a shutdown code!
Code? What code? There never was any code, you idiot. This train was never meant to stop.
You double-crossing...
Firewall, stay back from the teleport field!
I didn't get to nuke the city today, but there's always tomorrow! At least I can have the satisfaction of knowing you two will be radioactive dust in the next 60 seconds! So long, boys!
She's gone. We're the only way off. We're gonna die. We're gonna die! In Bermuda!
You perps give up too easily. Come on!
The baggage car! What are we doing here? You want to change clothes before we die?
The pod, get in!
You're as insane as she is! All you judges, you're mental! Judgmental!
It's this or get vaporized!
Ow!
Attention, please. We are now approaching Bermuda's Moon Gateway, where this train will terminate. Please ensure you have all your belongings with you before you leave the train. Baggage car exterior hatch open. Stand clear of doors.
What are you doing?
Sending beacon signal.
Dredd, what about White? You let her get away. I can't believe you just caved in like that. Just gave with a teleporter.
She was right. I had no choice.
But you'll never be able to catch her now. You got no idea where she was beaming to.
Not true. I altered the rematerialization coordinates before I gave her the belt.
Shall she?
This is too precious. I never dared to believe that revenge would taste so sweet. Where the drock am I?
Welcome to the Bermuda Zoom Gateway Terminus. Now arriving on platform 1 is the Silver 60 Express service.
Damn you, Dredd!
Welcome to the Bermuda. Thank you for traveling with me.
Bermuda's not going to be on anyone's list of holiday destinations for another few centuries. Hey, pretty ironic, don't you think? Did a judge turn out to be behind all this?
Ex-cadet judge. Her kind is no place wearing the uniform.
But like I said before, some people are just not cut out to be judges. People like her, like me. Not that I'm a crazed, revenge-driven killer, of course.
You're right.
I am?
Not everyone is fit to be a judge. Those of us who are will always be there to bring people like you to justice.
Yeah, about that.
H-Wagon incoming.
Dredd, listen, I was wondering, what would how I helped you save the city from a nuclear explosion and potential disaster? Maybe you'd consider putting in a good word for me with the chief judge. Maybe get my sentence reduced.
All right.
Really? You mean it?
Axtell Philo. In recognition of your assistance to a megacity judge in the pursuit of his duty, and your help in averting a citywide catastrophe, I hereby reduce your criminal sentence by 1 month.
One month? That's all?
You need a
two-year-old. You snap!